Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host, Kyle Scheidler, filling in for the great Frank Gaffney, who is off tonight. Joining me is Peter Husey. He's the Director for Strategic Deterrent Studies at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies. And we're glad to have you on today with us, Peter. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate coming back.
So I wanted to talk to you about these recent comments by Vladimir Putin regarding the Russian nuclear arsenal. He made some very provocative statements about the capabilities of the Russian arsenal, particularly the capabilities to defeat what missile defense we have. Is he being honest there? Is this a real threat, or is he puffing himself up?
Well, it's both. Some of my friends took some of the pictures and video he had and found that one of them was a 1959 mock-up of an American weapon system that we never built. So why they did that, I don't know. But yes, this is his – he laid out relatively all the kind of whiz-bang gizmos that are going to get people excited. But he left out all the strategic systems like missiles, submarines, and bombers and cruise missiles that he is also doing in a big way, which was kind of strange. But yes, he announced in 2000 he was going to use nuclear weapons in a conventional conflict preemptively or first. Then in 2006, he says, I'm going to fully modernize our nuclear deterrent. And then in 2014, he said, we're going to be 70% done by the end of the decade. And now he has said, we're going to be 100% modernized by the end of the decade. And yet not once during that period of time did the United States adopt a threat-based nuclear deterrent. This administration did. The NPR completely flipped the tables, as General Hyten says, and we did a threat-based NPR. And the threat, of course, we said, is China, Russia, and North Korea, to a lesser extent, but that it was based on the real world, that these are adversaries. And instead of in 2010, where the administration, previous administration said Russia was going to be cooperative in all sorts of areas, we now know that not only they're not cooperative, but they're, as someone wrote recently, is they are really at war with us. But it's not just kinetic war. It's disinformation. It's economics. It's military. It's across the board. So, yes, this administration has been very, very serious about that. But one caveat, we're on the same calendar everybody else is, and they've been going running around the track, and we haven't even gotten our shoes on yet to run the race. And so we start from being way behind the eight ball, and we don't have, you know, as someone said, we've run out of road. We can't kick the can down the road anymore. We have to do the modernization. And critically important is the theater capability that you could put on a cruise missile, on a surface ship or a submarine, as well as low-yield warhead on the D-5, which is the missile that goes on our boomers, our big submarines. That plus modernizing the land-based system, the bombers, and the submarines, all of which are between, you know, 40, 50, and 60 years old when we do this, are critical. And this administration has been very good. The nuclear posture is excellent.
You wrote a good article about that recently, Peter, in Family Security Matters, talking about how it was that the Reagan administration sort of squared this circle. And of course, the challenge is modernization versus sort of dealing with the numbers of weapons. And one of the things that President Trump said when he came in was he wanted more weapons, and he sort of got poo-pooed for that. But is he entirely off base there? What is the right mix of modernity and weapon numbers?
Well, he got it exactly right. What Reagan did was said, look, everybody thinks arms control, the assault process, means you don't build weapons. He said, no, you have to have a modern force. But if you have fewer numbers, like the other guy, you can do it in a stabilizing and a balanced way that keeps your security, improves it. Trump comes in and says, I got all these systems that is Scott Murdoch, Clark Murdoch, the former guy over at CSIS and then worked for the House of Representatives, said, we're going to rust to obsolescence if we don't replace this stuff. So you don't get a choice of saying, well, we won't redo that You're going to take that 50-year-old car and give it to my daughter to go drive to college. You wouldn't dare do that. But we're going to do that with our nuclear deterrent. So we have to modernize across the board. We're going to stay within the 1550 number, which is the New START number. But we don't have to down the road. But our problem is the Russians can really break out. We would have a hard time. We could do some. But our ability to produce more warheads as well as breakout is going to be very is tough. We're still behind the eight ball, but the administration has done a good job of laying out where we need to go to get there. If we modernize, we'll be better. But again, the problem is that the weapons that aren't controlled by treaty, meaning the theater systems, we call them, there's no control. There's no limit. And the Russians have at least 2,000, and we have about 200. And ours are in Europe, and theirs are primarily aimed at Europe. And that balance is the one that is completely out of whack. And then, of course, the Chinese have no limit whatsoever on any nuclear weapon they build, or does North Korea, of course. So you have the United States limited on our long-range weapons, but our short ones, we've decided, remember, at the end of the Cold War, Bush 41 and Clinton took all the theater weapons we had and took them off ships, took them from home from Europe. We got rid of thousands of these things and don't have them anymore. So I think they've got the right mix, but the problem is you're starting from way, way behind the eight ball. You've got to modernize everything in sequence. And if you skip a year or slow down, you're going to have systems. Basically, you can't deploy submarines because the hull is too old. Minuteman will become more and more difficult to maintain because of the cost. And bombers will not be able to penetrate air defenses. So you'll do without.
Yeah, I think this is, it's an example where we've reached the point where we can no longer simply go along to get along. It's either modernize or not have the capability at all.
Oh, you're exactly right, 100%.
Isn't that where the Global Zero people wanted us? I mean, didn't they kind of guide us down this path intentionally?
I've been fighting these what I call termites. During the Reagan administration, they were the same people, called themselves the nuclear freeze. And they were against everything Reagan did in terms of the modernization of our plans. But then when he even proposed 0-0 on the INF treaty, the missiles in Europe, which the Russians treaty that's the one they're violating, they said, oh, it's a trick because it's unfair to the Russians. And then we said, let's cut in half the nukes we have. And he said, oh, it's a trick. The Russians never agree. And then we said under START 2, let's get rid of multiple warhead land-based missiles, which are 98-99% on alert, and they're the thing that Reagan called the window of vulnerability. Those are very dangerous things because Russia can have 10, 12, 15, 24 warheads on these things, and you can break out very quickly. And we banned them under START 2, but guess what? Clinton never got START 2 approved by the Duma and the Senate in the same form, so it went away. We blew that opportunity. You asked about missile defense, very important. If we could shoot down 100, 200 warheads, Russia's got thousands. Okay, 1,500 at least on their strategic systems. And if you can shoot down X number, what you do in a crisis is you say the small, limited strike to get our attention, to coerce us to do something, that goes away. And that's what Reagan talked about, limiting the coercive blackmail capability of missiles armed with nuclear weapons. Can't shoot everything down, and you don't have to shoot everything down. Missile defense is designed, I would make it as robust as possible, but you can't shoot down 1,000. But if I could shoot down 100, that gives me real leverage with China, gives me real leverage in North Korea.
I think that's well said, Peter. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today for Secure Freedom Radio. Thank you for joining us, Peter Husey. He's with the American Foreign Policy Council. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. Thank you very much. For Frank Gaffney, this has been Kyle Scheidler, Secure Freedom Radio.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.